good afternoon, and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be back. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. Make sure you do that, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, about our blog, our newsletters. You'll get updates on the law and a lot more each and every week. Tomorrow's blog topic, by the way, that we've been doing now for like probably 5 years, we've been doing this blog. How does your president match up with the candidates for president of the United States in your election?
That's right? A good thing.
Who's your Donald Trump in your condominium association? Someone that has a big mouth and likes to be heard?
Helicopter rides for everybody.
Exactly. Or maybe your condo president is more like Hillary and won't share emails. You know, I know that happens in condos all the time. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Let's get some housekeeping out of the way, because before you know it, our first seminar will be here. Seminar season is going to be underway, and we already have 5 dates to choose from for our board certification class that has now certified approximately 11,000 Floridians all across the state. So here we go. Here's our schedule. We start the season where else, of course? The Hard Rock in Hollywood. That's the Seminole Hard Rock on Thursday, September 17th, 5:30 p.m. And then, of course, we bring the show all around the state. Where are we next, Karen?
October 8th at 9 a.m., Bradenton Area Convention Center.
A week later on the 14th at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
On October 21st, 9 a.m., Tampa Bay Convention Center.
And then we finish off the month October 29th at 9 a.m. at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Those last four events, by the way, all LNL, HOA, and Condo Expo events, and they are really always wonderful. There's always lots of other classes taught as well. Lots of vendors that you certainly want to talk to for your community association, and we really want to make sure that everybody signs up. Don't get certified, please, by signing that silly self-serving affidavit. Just come learn something at a class for a few hours. They're always crowded. They're always very interactive, fun, educational. And, of course, you're with peers in a great environment, and registration's easy enough, Karen, right?
That's right. Go ahead and just go to condocrazeandhoas.com or just download the Condo Craze app on your iPhone or Android device and click on the Register for Our Seminars tab.
Yeah, believe me when I tell you, already starting to fill up.
Of course, and there'll be a line, that'll be overflow line that you'll get into.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, so last week we spoke about an association shutting down a child's lemonade stand because it was somehow against the rules. And this poor 11-year-old kid will have to look for another way and another source of income if he wants to purchase that Lamborghini he was saving up for.
Wasn't that unbelievable? And I think what was really sad,
I think, is where it was located.
Yeah, in the front of the community. Yeah. They had a problem with that.
Yeah.
And they wanted it maybe on his lawn. But I think what was so sad is that the kid's father is actually quoted in the newspaper as saying that he basically knew before the kid started that the association was going to do this to his kid. He actually expected it to happen. And I guess that's because of all the bad press that associations receive week in and week out, not only here in Florida, but really across the nation. There was a case that I saw while I was on vacation this week that made national news about, I think it was in Missouri, where a couple had built a playset in their backyard, and they painted it purple, and the association was freaking out because it was painted purple.
I saw that.
It actually made national news. You know, you never hear that this association or that association sponsored, let's say, for example, a community walkathon to raise money for charity. And instead, you know, you only hear things like, you know, the opposite, that they stopped a kid in this case from selling lemonade, or they stopped other kids. We did stories from playing ball in the street. Remember, some associations were saying, no kids can't play in the street. Or giving someone a hard time for displaying the flag or holiday decorations.
Or the truck with it. What was that? The Jewish thing on the back?
Right. The sukkah.
The sukkah.
They wouldn't let him display his sukkah, so we put it on the back of his truck. Remember that one? Right. So all of this bad press week in and week out. So, you know, it's not surprising, I guess, to hear this father saying, coming out and actually saying, I'm not surprised the association did this to my kid. I kind of expected them to shut it down. And we even spoke last week about another story. Unfortunate story of a family that was serving in the military, and while they were away, the association, I guess, and or the management company approved squatters to actually live in their home with, I remember, damaged Chinese defective drywall, and the association was collecting the rent monies from the squatters.
Right.
And, you know, the stories, it seems, week in and week out,
can't
just
make
keep
this
going
stuff up.
From bad to worse, never mind all the theft that's going on week in and week out.
In fact, last week we ended the show talking about the fact that maybe we complain too much about our association way of life down here. Perhaps things aren't as bad as we make them out to be. After all, we are here in Florida. Many of you listening to the show today live in a beautiful home or condominium. Many of you wake up to views of the ocean or a lake. The sun always seems to be shining. So this begs the question, should we stop complaining and be thankful for what we got?
Yeah, like I said, Karen, you know, week after week, not only here, but in blogs, newspaper columns, and TV shows across the country, there are endless debates about just how bad it is to live in a community association. You know, words like concentration camps, unfortunately, often work their way into descriptions.
Extreme.
Yeah, that's extreme, and I don't like that at all. But when you look around at what's going on all over the planet, things really bad in your Florida Condominium Homeowners Association, and just maybe we complain too much and need to be a little more content with what we got.
Of course, many of you remember that feeling when you first moved into your condo or HOA. You thought you just bought your very own little piece of heaven.
Yeah, I remember.
And you were
feeling
so proud.
Right?
So we asked our readers, doesn't anybody still have that warm, fuzzy feeling about their home, their community, or their neighbors?
All right, let's see what our blog reader says. All right, so Jim Eubanks writes in, and he says, I lived in a manufactured home condo and am presently president of the association. If everyone that's buying into a condo or HOA would only take time to read their governing documents before buying, it would save a lot of disappointment. When you accept the deed to the property, you also accept the rules and the regulations. If you don't agree, don't buy. Very simple. So I guess Jim makes a few
good
points. First, of course, it's good to be president, right? Next, if you've never lived in a community association before, I guess there's no question for some people it may be somewhat of a shocking experience to find out that there are actually now rules and documents you have to abide by, that to some extent, you know, if you're not used to it, you got to get used to the fact that there are rules that dictate how you have to act now when you're living in your own home. So he's right. Jim is right. Read your documents before buying into a community, and make an honest-to-goodness assessment about your ability to comply with all the rules and regulations. And if you can't cope with all these rules and regulations, then perhaps a condo or an HOA isn't for you. Walk away from that closing table.
Exactly. Watchdog said, I'm thankful for what I have, but I also expected when I bought my condo that the Florida statutes would be followed by the board.
Imagine
that.
Right there. Right.
And staff, and that they would not be the do as I say and not as I do attitude. Mm-hmm. Owners are expected to follow all the rules and regulations, or they're humiliated before the committee and fined. But what can the owners do when the board is not in compliance? Nothing short of filing a lawsuit, and that I can ill afford. Don't forget, the board doesn't need to worry about lawsuits because their money's not on the line. It's the duty of the owners to supervise the board to make sure that they're following the laws and rules as they expect owners to do, spending owners' money wisely and not set themselves up as dictators. If owners do not get involved, property values will drop and their little piece of heaven will be greatly compromised.
A lot said there by Watchdog. Great comments. And obviously, he or she is complaining about, you know, selective enforcement of the rules and regulations in the community when the board singles out only certain people for prosecution, while perhaps they let their friends get by with the same exact violation. And you know, he or she then asks, you know, what can you do other than file a lawsuit? And again, you know, in a condo – At least you can file a complaint with the DBPR. At least there's some government
entity. A little friend in the DBPR.
But in an HOA, the watchdog is right. Other than filing suit, there really is nothing you can do. And that's why we tried so hard this year to have legislation passed that would allow the DBPR to assist people that live in HOAs across the state.
For what, $3 a year?
Yeah, $3 a year, $2 a year, whatever it was going to be. And unfortunately, that was shot down. So, yeah, Watchdog is right. The board, you know, they don't have the problem of the pocketbook. They use the association funds to file lawsuits against the owners. The system really was designed to kind of prevent one side from having the such a big economic advantage. But we can't seem to get that legislation passed in Tallahassee. So until then, Watchdog, you know, we understand, but you got to contact your legislators and try to get our bill passed again next year. That's all I can tell you.
I don't understand why the HOA is so difficult to get them help from the DBPR.
Regulation. The bottom line is right now it's looked upon as expansion of government, and in this type of Republican-controlled legislature, it's kind of difficult to pass a law that looks like the government is expanding and there's more regulation, but there needs to be a differentiation between help, which I think is being provided, and you already have one branch of association members being helped by the government, which is condominium association members. So why shouldn't, for $3 a year, an HOA member get the same help? It's not necessarily an expansion. Again, it's help. But let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. I see that we already get some phone calls on hold. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Does your condo need some major repairs? If so, remember Structural Engineering Professionals, SEP. For over 15 years, SEP has specialized in providing clients with professional guidance and consulting services with their concrete repair projects, glass sliding door and window projects, and roofing projects throughout South Florida. As engineers of record on construction projects, SEP specializes in specifying projects, bidding projects to contractors, assisting you in selecting a qualified contractor, and then acting as construction managers and structural inspectors. We live in paradise in Florida, but as time passes, warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. Educate yourself on what they've learned and what you need to know about concrete before beginning any repair or restoration project by visiting the SEP website at struc-engineers.com. Then pick up the phone and call the office, 561-844-4060. SEP will visit your building and give you straight answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an experienced expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. They pride themselves in their experience and standards and promise you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060. Visit the website at struc-engineers.com. Call SEP to get the whole story up front. If you're looking for a new cable TV and internet provider with exceptional HD quality and trendsetting technology, there's only one clear choice of provider for your community, OpticalTel. Founded in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated cable TV, internet, and phone provider that uses cutting-edge fiber optic technology to deliver exceptional quality and customer service, specifically catered to condominiums and homeowners associations like yours, all at a great price. Before your association signs that long-term renewal for the same dated technology, let OpticalTel provide you with a no-obligation quote for services utilizing fiber optics to your community. Experienced team members will prepare a custom proposal outlining the OpticalTel advantage, as well as the one-stop-shop approach to account management, construction, customer service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. To learn how to future-proof your community with fiber Fiber Technology, call 1-800-920-7701. That's 1-800-920-7701. Or email fibernow@opticaltel.com. And remember, changing the past is impossible, but changing your community's future is not. Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. And we are taking your calls. We are stacked with
phone lines
calls.
Are stacked. All right, before we go to our first call, just a quick shout out to Dr. Andrew Adler in Aventura, who stopped my mom this week and said, I love listening to your son's show every week. So thanks for listening, Doc. All right,
he's
how about
a Yankees fan.
He's a Yankee fan, too, I understand, just like the host of this show. All right, how about we take our first call, Ron in Hollywood. How are you, Ron?
Hey, Mr. Glazer. Hi, Karen. Hi, everyone. Well, I'll be 50 next week, and my condo is about to go under because we got roofs here that are ready to collapse in Countryside. We had an assessment done on all of us. We got $5,000 we got to pay out of assessment for our two-bedroom, and then the one-bedroom's $4,000. People not paying their maintenance. There's like 17 of them not paying or 29 not paying. All kinds of crap going on here, and it's just a big mess. And they're telling us that we'll be homeless in 2 years if we can't get it done, or less than 2 years.
Okay, so here's the bottom line. Yeah, and I know, Ron, I believe you're on a fixed income too, right?
Yes, I'm screwed.
Is there reserves in your community?
Nope, they everybody voted no on the reserves all the time.
Okay, Ron, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. Chris, I'm going to ask you to put Ron on hold so we can actually address this, because bottom line is it's pretty important. Ron is on a fixed income. And what happens when you have a community where lots of its members are on a fixed income and all of a sudden you have to pass a special assessment? And we teach this at the seminar all the time, the importance of really having a reserve account so that the extra, perhaps, you know, $20, $30 a month, at least partially funded. Okay, you know, obviously to fully fund a reserve account in some communities might be impossible. I get it. You know, might be a few hundred dollars a month. I get that. But why not have at least partial funding of a reserves account? Ron is saying it's waived every single year. So when a big bill, like a roof bill, comes, what do? The roofs have to be fixed. Your board has the responsibility to actually fix the roof. They got to pass a huge special assessment. People don't have it. And what happens? They get foreclosed on, just like everybody else. And unfortunately, if they don't come up with the money, then they can lose their home. And not only that, it gets a lot worse once the foreclosure process actually starts, because let's say someone is behind $1,000, $2,000 that they just don't have, and the community won't make a payment plan with them automatically by filing of that foreclosure action. The truth is, it may go from $1,000 or $2,000 that they owe to $6,000 or $7,000 automatically right off the bat. So if they couldn't afford $1,000 or $2,000, realistically now, how are they going to afford to pay, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 when attorney's fees and court costs are factored in? That's why you had that new statute passed a couple of years ago that says in a condo, when you're going to waive the funding of a reserve account, there's a warning now in big bold letters that has to go right next to your name, right next to your signature, that says the waiving of reserve funds can result in future unanticipated special assessments in the future. So again, the lesson today is, you know, not surprising, a call like this happens all the time, especially after we have like natural disasters down here in Florida after a hurricane. We've been lucky, but there would have been a lot more calls like Ron over the years had we been hit with more storms.
Right.
So eventually, when storms start deluging, you know, Florida at some point, whether it happens this year or next year, and we start getting hit with hurricanes, you're going to have lots more calls like Ron saying that I can't afford it and they're threatening to take my home away. And the answer is going to be, well, I guess you shouldn't have fully waived the funding of a reserve account. All right. How about we go to Bob in Naples? How are you, Bob?
Hello. We have a new president. He used to be a mayor in Pennsylvania. He's our president down here, association. And he breaks all the rules. And so
he's a politician. I mean, what do you expect him to do? I mean, that's the mold that he comes from. He was a mayor, for heaven's sake. You expect him to follow all the rules? Come on.
Yeah, you know, and I have sent emails that you're violating the rules, and then they get in meetings and they accuse me of lying, and I have the documentation they use unlicensed contractors. Three of them have been fined already, and now last week I got a letter from the lawyer saying they're going to bring
some lawsuit against you to shut you up?
Yeah. And because I asked the manager, this guy, I says, when are you going to apologize to me on the street? And he actually said that was a threat. And then last week they had the landscapers haven't been doing their job, and I have all the contracts because I was the president of the association about 7 years ago, so I have all contracts. They're not doing their job, so I email them. They sprayed Roundup on all my flowers and on my lawn and I got big dead spots now. So I've emailed the manager with pictures of that. And the manager now, they told the manager not to answer any of my emails, no communications with the board or anything.
All right. You got a lot going on there, Bob. So here's what I'm asking you to ask Chris again. Chris, put the call on hold because we've got a lot of things happening here. You have apparently, looks like did he say he was the former president?
Yeah.
So you have the one president, the current president, and the old president duking it out.
Yes.
Which is not uncommon in associations or even in the real government, right?
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So, but they're potentially destroying his property by spraying weed killer or whatever it may be, or plant killer on his lawn. Get cameras. That's what cameras are there for. Stuff like that, believe it or not uncommon. We've had cases over the years where people are caught destroying other people's property. So, yes, in fact, it does happen. And like anything else, you don't like the way your board is running the show. You don't like the way a particular president is handling the affairs of his or her office. Only one thing you can do. Either wait for the new election or you go through the recall process, which is oftentimes very time-consuming, very costly. And if you're going to do that, just make sure you get some legal help in advance, because a lot of people think they're doing it right and they wind up spending months on it only to find out that everything that they did was for nothing. So, you know, not much you can do other than, again, catch him committing a crime by destroying your property. You certainly give that to the police. In the meantime, you can't get along. You want to try to get him out. Start the recall process. All right, how about we go to Bill in West Palm Beach? How are you, Bill?
Good afternoon. Quick question for you. We have a couple of committees in here where I am, and they've been on the committee, one particular committee is the Landscape Committee. I thought a committee consisted of three people, but in this case, there's just two, and they've been on it for 11 years.
Okay.
One is a board member, and the other one is the one that's running the show, so to speak. They've used the same landscaping company for years, okay, with no new people are coming in to bid on the property. How do you get committee members replaced? We got people in here that would love to volunteer, that have new ideas.
Got to look at your governing documents. But your governing documents, I'm going to guess, give the board the power to appoint committee members. And if that's where you have to start, probably in your declaration of you're in a condo or an HOA, probably an HOA, I'm guessing?
HOA, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so you probably got to look in your declaration of covenants or the bylaws of the community, and they probably indicate in there how the committees are set up. Typically, the boards have the power to appoint members to those committees, but oftentimes they're vague. They don't talk about how many members must be on the committee. So the board is really given wide latitude in that regard. And, I understand your point. Sometimes you have a lack of interest in a community, you talk about people just not caring. What's the word I'm looking for, Karen? Just, you know,
apathy.
I couldn't think of the word apathy, right, in a community. But here you have just the opposite. You have people that want to actually volunteer in the community, but the board is holding them down and saying, no, even though we know you want to pitch in, but, you know, for whatever reason, we don't want you involved, we don't like your ideas, so we're not going to appoint you to the committee. And oftentimes, there is no way to fight something like that other than to change the members of the board. All right, let's do this. We have to take our bottom of the hour break. Dave from Delray, I see you there, still taking your calls. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10-year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204.
404. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage has set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Associates. We are taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
Right. We are all over the map today. How about we go to David in Delray Beach? How are you, David?
Yes, good afternoon. I wanted to find out about a completion date on a vendor's contract. I want to know what your opinion is of it, and would it be more expensive?
A completion date on a vendor's contract. What are you telling me? Is a completion date something that should be included in a contract with the association?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great point, because this we can talk about. We can do a whole show probably on that one question. Believe me, we are asked all the time to review contracts between associations and various vendors, and oftentimes, believe it or not, associations will come to us. When I say us, of course, I mean Glazer and Associates, the attorneys that are here, and show us contracts for hundreds of thousands of dollars that have already been signed by the association, and the contractor is running weeks or even months behind what they thought would be the completion date. And, you know, we say to our client, well, why are you showing us the contract after it's been signed? How do you want us to help you now? There's nothing in the contract that required them to complete it by a certain date. So, you know, now we'd have to get into whether or not what they're doing is reasonable, and it's going to be very expensive to argue about what's reasonable. So, Dave, to answer your question specifically, yes, absolutely there should be in certain contracts, certainly construction-type contracts, not only there should there be a completion date, but oftentimes we'll work into the contract a monetary penalty should the contract not be completed by that specific date. Needless to say, the more amount of money that's at issue, the more expensive the penalty would be for failing to complete by a specific time, meaning the pool deck will be completed by September 1st. For each day after September 1st that the pool deck is not completed, there will be a $250 a day penalty to the contract, that the price will be reduced accordingly. So, yes, a completion date is certainly one of those things that every contract between an association and at least a construction company and perhaps, you know, vendors should have included in their contract, oftentimes, again, with a monetary penalty. But besides completion dates, how about start dates? How about when should this contract start? Because a lot of times our clients will say, we signed this contract, the person never showed up. You know, they said they're going to start next week, and next week turns into 2 weeks or 2 months. Shouldn't there be a start date just as important, perhaps, as a completion date? What about warranties? What about who's paying for what permits? What about guarantees? What about progress payments, so that all the money is not paid up front, rather than it's paid the bulk of it only upon completion of the project? So I guess the lesson of this phone call is, when an association is going to enter into a contract with a vendor, have your attorney look at it, especially if it's for a lot of money. Don't try to save a few bucks on attorney's fees. In the short end, it's going to cost you a lot more potentially when all is said and done. How about we go to Frank in Hollywood? How are you, Frank?
Fine, thank you.
How can we help?
The previous Borbidge comprised president and unit owner who served for 4 years. They decided, like in the last 2 years, among themselves, that they would pay themselves.
Ah,
we request it. It's good to be the king, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. They're going to pay themselves. Okay. Which condo is this?
I prefer not to say, if you know, on air.
Okay. Where it is the condo in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can they do that? Pay themselves?
No, they
cannot.
It's a free
thing, right?
Pay themselves. Absolutely. Board members shall serve without compensation unless the bylaws specifically allow for it, and 99.9% of the bylaws don't allow for it. So I'm guessing that there's no language in there that allows them to pay themselves. So do you have proof that they're paying themselves?
Well, we requested proof, and the president, not the treasurer, said that how they decided among themselves to pay themselves because all this hard work they were doing while the rest of us were on the beach, they were not going to be doing.
Yes.
Right, okay.
You know, and then we asked the attorney for the management company, who told us that how if this got before a court, because they never kept records of payments by all the unit owners, it would be thrown out.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. You just said that there's a management company helping to manage this association, right?
Well, we got a manager.